Hello everyone, Wilhelm Aster with the podcast Winning the Game. Here I share from 30 years of experience training leaders to be more productive while accessing deeper well-being. And today I want to speak about going on vacation. At the time of this recording, there is lots of people about to go on vacation. And there are two ways to set up your summer vacation. You either push and push and push and push and try to produce all the way into the finish line. Or you build in some time to plan the start of vacation and your return from vacation. The pitfall is so many leaders I speak to, they keep pushing and think, oh, I'll soon catch up, I have free time. Only to find themselves catching a cold or getting sick 3 days into the vacation and then feeling completely exhausted. It takes about a week before they kind of wake up and realize that it's time to relax. In that time, they gotten a little annoyed that, I did it again. I didn't create some time for myself. The last few days at work and the beginning of vacation, I was just pushing for results. So, I recommend that before your first vacation day, you make some time slots during your work hours to reflect and plan ahead. There are a few things that I heard from people that really, really works. It is, if you have the opportunity still, tell people that you are available through Wednesday, whatever that date that can be. And then you're still working Thursday, Friday, but you inform people that you're available through Wednesday, so you give yourself a couple of buffer days. Also in your autoresponders and the like, just create some buffer before the first vacation day so you have a realistic chance to complete things and make those last calls and send those last emails. It'll make a world of difference on your first couple of days of vacation. I have a client who 2 years ago told her family that she was going to be working the 3 days at the beginning of vacation, and she told at her job that she was on vacation the same 3 days. So she had 3 days where she had a buffer where nobody expected her to work and nobody in her family expected her to have free time. Now she didn't lie to them. She told them, I don't remember how she formulated it, but yeah, I will be available for our vacation from this day full out. And she said something similar at work. And she said, that was wonderful because I could take my family like, oh, tomorrow I'll be home after lunch and we have an afternoon together. And it was a surprise for them. And at work, she could take some meetings and finish up stuff in good time because nobody expected her to be available. So the point is, make sure before your first vacation day that you create some buffer time where you have a realistic chance to do the things you need to get done before you go on vacation. That was today's short message. I'll give you a few tips in the coming podcasts on coming back from vacation. And the key there is setting it up before you leave. So listen tomorrow and I'll give you some suggestions here for how you can design your return to work after vacation in a way that builds capacity and power for you and others. Thanks for listening. I'm back tomorrow.